Hello friends, we are studying the subject of international marketing. We are on chapter 8. This is chapter on product marketing and the challenges when it comes to promoting a product or when it comes to developing a product rather. So I am Professor Ashish Hathi who is taking you through this particular subject. So let's start our journey. Essentially on this product marketing front, we need to understand what the product per se, that is what the product is, various decisions involved when it comes to product. Then the whole concept of product mix, okay, and then certain product related strategies. So just to give you an introductory understanding, market for any product, you know, is available not only the domestically, internationally also. However, internationally you require a customization. Every country has its own rules and regulations, preferences, etc. Simply to give you an example, automotive manufacturer. In India, it is right and drive, but the moment you do export this goods, it has to be left and drive. So there are such kind of a customization involved in many products, almost rather every product. So the challenges that one faces is, how do you get into adaptation of a product design right from the designing stage, which is flexible enough to accommodate such changes, which I told you. You have to have an effective product strategy, entry strategy. You have to have a combination of various products, the width and the depth of it. So that is known as a product mix. And then every product eventually its own life cycle. It starts, it gets introduced, grows, tapers off, and then finally vanishes from the market. So these are the requirements that one need to manage, and above all the quality of the product and the certain standards required by the country authorities and all. So that is a overall gamut of product marketing that one need to understand. The definition by legendary gentleman Mr. Philip Kotler states, a product is anything that can be offered to a market. Market for what? Attention. I will call it an attention acquisition or use, in the sense, in a form of a solution or something that can satisfy the need or want. So something that can satisfy need or want, I put it as a solution. Customer is having a problem, you have a product. Product can solve the problem of a customer, so that's a product. So when toasters, the toast were burning, the moment, you know, the housewife goes on to do some other job and the toast gets burned, that's where the birth of automatic toaster came. So when somebody made the toaster, it is solving the need, the problem. Products are the means to an end wherein the end is the satisfaction. So when a product is acquired and it meets your need, you know, the kind of satisfaction that a customer must be getting, you must feel that satisfaction. So that's what a product has to facilitate. Product is an item which is offered by the seller. So it is a producer or the seller and purchased by the buyer. Purchased by the buyer at a place where it is most convenient for him, which is nothing but again your place strategy, which we will which we have studied, you know, we will study as we go forward. Product is manufactured at a cost and then sold at a price. So this is the difference. So to produce a particular product, you have certain fixed costs going in, use certain variable costs attached to it, certain semi-variable costs, etc. Network development, marketing costs, selling costs, etc. So that's a cost. So sum total of that gives you a cost. But price is what? Cost plus margin that you are able to make. At something that you can sell the product in excess of the cost, that's a price. Product has its own life, some have shorter, some have longer. Means we will discuss this as a product life cycle concept as we move forward. Product needs to have a relevance in terms of output, okay, or the characteristics. So the relevance is for the buyer. Buyer should see a solution in it. Oh, this is what I was looking at. Many times when you see some new product, we say that. So that is the solution. There are several critical components of a product. So that is what we will try to understand as we move forward. Product is considered as a heart of entire marketing per se. And this marketing, when you say product marketing, is 4 P's. Yeah. So first is the product, then comes the price, then comes the place, and then comes the promotion. But we are today here to study what is product. Okay, which is according to me, I love it, God, it's the heart of any marketing. Now, we are getting into understanding product per se. So please pay that attention. Product again has a various connotations that we are trying to understand. So there is a conceptual framework that I am presenting you. Okay, in that conceptual framework, it starts at product level. The concept is product levels. So please understand what concept that I'm presenting is product levels. So product also has a different levels. Now the moment you start with, it's a core product or the core benefit that it is going to offer you. If I say a product is a two-wheeler or a four-wheeler, what is a core benefit or a core product is? It's not about the two-wheeler or a car. It's about mobility. So it gives you the mobility. When you talk about five-star, seven-star hotels, it's not about the room and the kind of furnishings and all. It's about gives you comfortable stay. So that's a core benefit. So every guy has to first define what is core about that you are going to produce. So what is the core benefit or core product feature per se, and so that is what it is going to facilitate. Then comes the next ring, which is next level, as we say, that is a basic product. It's a generic product. Now that you talk about two-wheeler, four-wheeler, okay, my hotel is a five-star, it provides all the international standard specific five-stars that has to have that that kind of a facility, then that's a basic product. That's a generic product that you have introduced. So your two-wheeler, your four-wheeler, or your hotel rooms, etc., are the basic products. But is that all? No. Then there is a concept called expected product. Expected product is what? Expected product is something, if I have to just give you understanding, it's a basic product plus expectations. What is expected by the customer in it, that makes it a tangible product. Okay. So even when we are at the basic level, you are actually constructing the concept. When you are at a base level, you are actually constructing the concept. It is, you can say, the construct that you want to offer. But when you start understanding the customer expectations and you build them around and you include them in the product design, product basic product, it becomes a tangible product. That's where the tangible product takes shape. That's an actual product that you are ready to offer to your customer. So that's the third level. Then comes the fourth level, augmented product. Now, is it that only giving a product is sufficient? Question is, so only giving an automobile is sufficient. So then only giving a laptop is sufficient. So why then companies come out with what you call free services, extended warranties, and you know, those kind of terminologies, right? So that's where product needs a certain additional things which has to be fulfilled for the customers, or you can create those things, you can create those additional services, you can create additional bunch of support that you can create for the customers. Now they are on various counts, we will see that as we move forward. It gives an augmentation to the product, so that's an augmented product. And then finally comes the potential product. Potential product is the next generation or a next level of a product. So today all cars are diesel or petrol. So at that point of time when people were talking about the electric vehicle was potential. Today now electric is also getting introduced. But you see recent past one of the union ministers has driven the hydrogen car. So now you probably can call hydrogen car as a potential product. While the conversation about diesel and petrol impact was being discussed, in between interim phase, their concept called hybrid car also was introduced. So hybrid car at that point of time was a potential product. So I hope you understood various levels of product. It's not that you're basic and you are supposed to understand completely the basic level, because I'm going to take you through an example. So let's start understanding the things with an example. So essentially we covered five levels. Okay, core product, basic product, generic product, that is the, you can say, the underdevelopment. Expected product is a basic plus expectations of the customer makes it an expected product or an actual product. Then comes the augmented, which is augmented with certain additional features or services, etc. And finally, the potential, that is futuristic product. Now, coming to the core product per se, core benefit which a customer derives from the product. So, helmet gives the safety. Car gives the mobility, hotel gives the comfortable stay. The generic product, which refers to the qualities of the product which develops a pull or That's the solution that customer was looking upon. Okay. And that's where customer thinks of considering your products. So like here it is bike with ergonomic seat, etc. So that's what customer, when scooters were introduced, there were a lot of backache issues and, you know, problems when the jerky roads, etc. So ergonomically designed becomes a basic product. So likewise, the expected product, it's a customer's has certain expectations from a product. Like you're just offering him merely a two-wheeler or this thing is not sufficient, which is natural. Like when you really call customer for the testing, etc., they will start telling you the direction of the steering or the size of the steering or the, you know, seat placements, etc., leg room. So when you incorporate those expectations, you produce actual product. That's an expected product. Augmented product refers to certain features which are offered along with the product. Now, car as such is all right, can still take you from one place to the other place, but providing air conditioner or installing some other thing which is free, FM radio, etc., or giving such wise, we will get there. And actually, there is a detailed example, so I'm not spending time here. It gives you also a competitive edge. It differentiates you. So we'll see how. And potential product is a developed and customized in a manner where the feature of the product facilitates to meet the certain additional requirement or potential product requirement. Here, okay, a very casual other example given. While I explain you, I gave you the idea of hydrogen car and this thing. But many times, even, you know, you have to require certain essential components, etc., certain covers, etc., certain additional aspects, if provided, will really enhance or will really protect or enhance the use of it. So that's where here the screen guard has been mentioned for the mobile. So now let me get into giving you a perspective. So we will get into this understanding of an expected product. Now vehicle gives the mobility, that's the core basic product. So we will get into, and then we will get into the additional aspects. So now expected product, okay. Alto is the compact mileage, you know, car with the good seating, comfortable and luggage. So that's a feature that Alto has weaved in. So you also notice what all is getting added. And so there is one aspect is a feature. This remains, you know, this remains when you say feature packaging, more or less for every kind of product, including at time services. So here there is a feature, then comes the packaging. Now packaging is not about wrapping it, it's about different modes. So you say seven different colors, two types of upholstery. So this is what is a packaging. They offer you variants, right? So that's a packaging, how they have offered you as a whole. Then comes the design. So what is the design elements? Hatchback, tall look, okay, and compact, yet compact. So that's the design specifications of it, okay. Then comes the quality. So what's the quality? It's an ARAI approved. ARAI is the Automotive Research Association of India, which is an authority which clears your vehicle for road safety, so that it can be then produced and sold. So it's an ARAI approved, so it meets those basic quality standards. The brand, it's a Suzuki brand, it's a Maruti auto leader in the people's car category. So now you see that feature, packaging, design, quality, brand are some of the standard elements that makes the expected product, and companies have to work around it. You get me? So now we get into understanding augmented products. So you have delivery. So delivery is how they offer you that, you know, as a delivery. Now product would be sold even otherwise, but this is like they are adding things, you know. So today now you have authorized dealership who do a lot of paper insurance work. You don't have to have an hassle. Finally, they give you a delivery with the family doing puja and all. So there's a grand celebration. Then comes the warranty. Warranty is like they give you 1 year. Now even they've gone up to 3 years and 5 years. That's a different thing. But okay, extended on additional payment. You may get more warranty if you pay them. So that kind of a feature is added. After sales service. So when you say after sales service, say six free service that they are giving you if you do it at their end. Then comes the payment term. So how it is easy to acquire. So you see lower down payment, easy EMIs, zero tax, etc., you know, interest, zero interest, sorry. And then comes the installation. So installation has features like accessories, you know, various accessories they provide you, home delivery, app downloads, etc. And they enable your servicing through app, etc. So that aspects. So coming back to this, Delivery, warranty, after sales, payment terms, installation, they are some of the pointers or some of the features, salient aspects that makes it an augmented product. Now you see that nothing has much to do with the product. It is all around products. So in terms of service and support. Then comes the last, the potential product, so here the innovation, that is hybrid fuel cells, hydrogen, as I have taken a car, technology, what is the technology, gearless, driverless, okay, without chassis, okay, Android enabled. So today now cars come with that features. So what are the features? They offer amazing features, memory seating position, so each family member can fix up its seating so that you don't have to struggle every time changing this thing. Commercials, so commercials are, cars even are repurchased. Now vehicles are repurchased after a certain period of time, etc. The upgrades they provide you. So with that aspect, what you have to understand is this is what and similar such things makes the product potential that you can introduce, create a differentiation. So friends, with this, we have actually completed understanding the subject of product levels. Okay, it is overall still under section 8.2, which is definition of product and critical component. Now decision regarding segmentation of the market. So next comes the decision regarding segmenting the market. Okay, now these are some of the critical component, in the sense these are the decisions that you have to take. So first comes with the understanding of the segmentation. Segmentation, that is homogeneous group of customers from among the large group whom you think have a not only the need for it, they have a capability, and then therefore there is a willingness to consider your product. Decision is a product mix. So what number of product lines, product and the brand within each lines, etc., the depth of it, etc., we will study as we move forward. How, what to advertise, how to advertise, what distribution channels you will have, etc. So product mix decisions refers to things like total number of product lines. So line one, which is, if I had to give you an Hindustan Unilever, hair care, oral care, dental care. So these are those product lines, as we say, all put together and various brands under it makes it a product mix. So this I am assuring you, we will study as we move forward. Product specifications decisions. So you have to have decisions regarding various product specifications, which includes things like what is that basic features, what could be the add-on features, what could be the advanced features, etc. So here, okay, it is just mentioned shape, size, color, but if you were to see from the larger perspective, and there is always something called basic, something called add-on, something called advanced, something called futuristic, etc. So all those aspects needs to be considered by you. It also specifies other aspects like quality standards. So specification has to be designed as per the country standards. We have a BSI, likewise many countries have their own. So your car has to meet with those standards. Okay, requirements, weight, steering, left hand side, right hand side, etc. So one more decision is positioning and communicating the positioning. Positioning per se is that relevant differentiating image that you create in the minds of the customer about your product, so you remain differentiated. Okay, now communication is the way that you communicate this positioning to the customer. Currently just that much understanding is essential, because we are not into getting into the promotion management and all. Okay, both are interrelated. So first of all is a visualization of what differentiates you, and therefore what probably a distinct differentiating image that you can create. After that, you have to communicate that in a way that consumer receives it and comprehends it the way you are visualizing. For the same product, however, it can be different positioning in different market. Okay, well, remember one thing, for the same product in market like say India, you cannot have a different positioning. But if the same product is sold in other continent, you probably can have a different positioning. So there are many such example. Zara, as I understand, which is a fashion retail brand, in some of the countries and those areas, it is a mid-level this thing. But in India, since its entry, they have projected themselves to be the premium branded, dress material, dressing oriented store and in the brand. So, okay. So that's how things go. Rest is the next decision is, of course, the product mix. So here's classically, I will example and take Sony stands for a brand which has a television, is an audio products, video products, home theater systems, etc. So this is what is a Sony's product mix. If you have to very simple term understand, product inclusion in the product mix is carefully planned. So what additional product that you want to include in product mix is a planned decision. It cannot be abstract. Several products can be grouped together. So also on certain specific parameter, group is created so that it represents what is a kind of a product fall under that group. When we come to that Hindustan Unilever, diagram I'm showing you, I'll explain you. The product mix could have more than one or the several products, each may be differently branded. So that is also a case. So let's move on to the next slide. Before we come to the product mix slide, just give you a slowly roll down of what the product mix consists of. You need to first understand product item. Product item is a specific product item: ketchup, soap, okay, shampoo, okay, toothpaste. These are all called product items, okay, that HUL offers you. Detergent, okay. So that's a product item. Each stands as a separate item. Now a group of closely related product items becomes a product line. So Hindustan Unilever has closely grouped them. So they have a hair care products. So it is much more than the shampoo. They have a skin care products. They have oral care products. Okay. So this is what makes it a product line. And when several line, okay, of a different products are there, it becomes a product mix of an organization. So this is what actually I want to drive home explain you. So this is Hindustan Unilever Limited's product mix. I am giving you an idea. Product line 1, PL1, which is color cosmetics. Product line 2, which is skin care, oral care, okay, confectionaries, hair care, deodorants, soaps and detergents, soaps, beverages, food. Now you see under this color cosmetics, they have several products, but they are under one brand, Lakme and Aviance. Okay. Under skincare, Fair and Lovely, Ponds, Vaseline, Ponds, Face Wash, Dove. So many aspects are brands and product, these things are under there. Oral care, Pepsodent, toothbrushes are there, Close Up is there. Okay. Sunsilk, Clinique, Dove, how many hair care products? You see deodorants, there are Eggs, Ponds, Rexona, Denim, Dove, etc. Soaps and detergents, Surf Excel, Reen, Wheel, Veem, so many. So that makes it a closely grouped. So that's one line, soaps and detergent, one line. Deodorant, one line, closely grouped. Oral care, one line. So this is soaps, beverages. So this is product line. When all product lines, so this is a product width. This is known as a product width of a Hindustan Unilever. This is known as a product length. So length. So I will just in the bottom trying to explain. Product lines are 11. So as you can see, 10 it should be. I have written 11 because there is a water purifier. They also have a water purifier. Which is not covered out here, therefore 11. Product length is 52. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. When you count, it's 52. Red color shows out of market product. So this product has gone out of market. So I have now, blocked it. And green color shows the new product. So these are those new products. Okay, while you are watching this, it not necessarily that is absolutely new, but fairly new product. Dove for that matter is there for last couple of years, but in their series of introduction, that's a new product. Okay, so that's what makes the product mix. So just to recap, product line is a number of products grouped together based on some similar characteristics, oral care, skin care as the example was given you. Product line offers several choices to customers. So it is also at a different price point. Now there are hand soaps and this thing starting from Lifebuoy, which is among their economy range, to the Dove, which goes into three digits. So Lifebuoy and those kind of soaps are 15-20 rupees. Dove is more than 120 rupees. So you see that product customers have a different choices available under that. However, product line needs to be monitored well. So there also there is a need to create a proper branding under that, so that they stand out in the market catering to the specific target segment. Okay. Now, a few additional aspects that you need to understand, which I've tried explaining you through the cubicle. Okay. So we saw that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 11 is the product width. The length that we saw, that how many brands and the products there were there, that's the length. And then comes the depth. Okay, so the width is how many product lines, length is how many products that they are there under each product line, depth is how many variants of each product exist within a product line. So now if I go back, there will be under Lakme, there are many products. Okay, so that's a depth. Okay, Fair and Lovely, there are many products. Also different in size and different in flavor, color. So that's a depth that it offers you. Okay. So that's an consistency is how closely related the product lines are, how closely they are related from the end user perspective. Now you see that this is all required by every household. So there is a consistency which is a centered around household use. Okay. So that's where the subject matter of consistency comes in, how closely they are. So moving on, width we are trying to understand. It means number of product lines that an organization offers. Wider the product mix, more the customers the firm can target. So for under same house, they can get more from that same customer. Actual product mix is targeted, essentially centered around a household, in India. So they are trying to gather as much from one household of India. Whatever the requirements are, they are studied and then the products are introduced. Then to segment and to serve different strata of the society, they get into segmentation and an appropriate branding. You see, they also have a Surf Excel, Surfmatic. On the other end, they have a Wheel, which is an economy detergent. A product line depth, how many variants of each product exists within the product mix. So as I gave you that example, under Lakme, there are so many things. Okay, so that Fair and Lovely, there are so many things. So that's a depth. It shows how many subgroups does product per se, product line has. So that's we are continuing to study the product mix as a strategy. Product line stretching. So now we are getting into actual strategic aspects. So the strategy one related with the product mix is to stretch the product line. You can stretch the product line. So what is that? Optimal length of the product line. So when I go here, now can you stretch this more? Can there be something here? Can there be something here? Can there be something more under oral care? So that is a stretching of product line. Okay. Short, if profit can be increased by, now I'm giving you an idea after you understand what is stretching. Now stretching can be both ways. You stretch means you add, you stretch means you retract. So here one strategy is, maybe you can shorten that, if profit can be increased by adding item or say deleting the item. Long if profit can be increased by dropping an item. So here the relevance is, inversely this thing has been to. Now as a businessman, as a marketeer, what is your decision? So read it this statement in this way. If profit can be increased by adding an item, suppose if you realize in this line, I can add one more item and thereby my profit can be increased, then your current line is supposed to be short. The other way, if by reducing some item, which may be loss making, which may be just giving you marginal return, if you do that, then also there is a possibility that you can increase the profit, because that available resource, money, etc., if diverted onto more profitable product, then you may get better revenue, better profit. So then your existing line is considered as a long line, so that longer line, so you need to contract it. So downward stretch. So now stretch can be, as you said, downward stretch is competition enters at a high end. Companies respond by introducing a product at a lower end. So now competitor when enters a similar area, competitor when enters in same area. Now if that is a case, Then you have to create an option. Now, if that option is one level below, okay, then that's a downward stretch. Means you are offering something which is probably equivalent, certain feature only may be missing, but it may be a very economical solution, and thereby you are trying to take away those who are thinking of going towards the competition side. You are trying to retain them with you. Slow growth happening at a high end. So now when, that's another reason why you have to do the downward stretch, because high end has reached, your high end products have reached maybe the maturity stage. So the growth rate is slower. So you have to create additional product under the same product line. Therefore, you may get a better volume, better profitability. Started at high end, but want to be leader in the category. Now that's a third reason why you do a downward stretch. You were the pioneer, you introduced that category and you remain, say leader, but you do not allow, you want to prevent a wall, you want to create a wall for the competitor to enter. So you have to go and capture as many segments and people. So you create another product under that, and that way you capture the market, larger share of the market, you remain category leader. Add the product at a lower end to create an entry barrier. That's also another one. Right from the lowest possible strata of the society by introducing low cost, so that wheel, rein, etc. are meant to be doing that way, so that the others probably feel an entry barrier. So they will think twice before entering. So that's a downward stretching. We understand what is upward stretch. Companies in lower segment may be attracted by the good image, profit to enter, and therefore they get into high end. So they first enter into a lower or middle segment, and once they acquire skill set, understanding of the market, they are attracted towards high yield, okay, and image associated by getting into that target segment, etc. So therefore they want to do an upward stretch. Risky for competition to take competition head on. However, when you do that, you have to be careful about competition, because competition wants to retain that position. So it may be risky for you. May lack skills to be successful in the high-end market. High-end is a, say, like as they said, different ball game, different segment, different characteristics of the people, their needs are different. So can you survive? Can you service them and survive? Okay. So that's where the skill set comes in. Two-way stretch. You do upward, downward. This thing, companies in the mid-market segments may stretch line in both the directions. So your current product, you feel that range is in a mid-market stretch. So you have a feasibility to do the downward stretch also and do the upward stretch also. So this is that product mix, especially the product line related strategy. So in a product line, you can do either downward stretch, upward stretch, or both mixed stretch, two-way stretch, that is. Okay. So now we come and enter into a concept called product life cycle. Essentially, revenue is the one parameter that one monitors, and the profitability is the second parameter that obviously every company monitors. How does it go? So revenue, when you are introducing a product, revenue is low, then revenue starts building up. The rate of growth also is faster. First year, it just grew by 5%, but the third year, it grew by 15%, fourth year, it grew by 20%, etc. Then sets the maturity. Now your rate of growth is tapering. Now it has come down to again 10%, next year 8%, then 5%. It shows, though you are probably growing, but tapering. And then probably comes a stage where you get into the negative volume than the previous year. So that's where, and then it keeps going down and down. So that's a fall of your market. So this is what is comes under product life cycle. And we will study about that essentially. So we'll understand these aspects in this particular slide. You see that when you are introducing, there is an introduction phase which is characterized by low sales, high cost, because you are pumping money towards network development, you are pumping money towards advertising, promotions, etc. Therefore, no profit or a low profit. But later on, your sales zooms and zooms up, so you are getting more revenue. Your cost gets reduced, cost to acquire customer gets reduced, because more customers are coming, they have learnt about your product, they have heard about it, they have seen your advertisements, etc. So you get profit, okay, you some profit, though what is written here, your profit is also significantly good. Then sets the maturity, your rate of growth slows down, you are growing, but your rate of growth slows down. So sale becomes more or less constant. Cost, of course, is reduced. You will have to also get into reducing unwarranted costs. Profit, you will have to work out to increase. But then comes the stage beyond this, it's not possible, where sales starts reducing. Cost will remain same unless you really don't do some drastic changes. So the profit will start reducing. And then comes the point where you have to take a call whether to continue with this product or not. There are earlier strategies that we have understood that what comes to your help. So at a stage when you are growing, that's a stage where effort is how do you continue to grow more, okay, instead of allowing things to taper. So we understood about this stretching strategy. So you can do the downward stretch, upward stretch as the market opportunity offers you. When you are reaching the maturity, then probably you can do two-way stretching. So that's what is the relevance of your product mix strategy being applied to product life cycle. So that's what I was trying to help you understand. Here only the fourth stage I have covered, which is essential. It's a start of an end for the product. So here sales starts dipping down with profits on the product also started shrinking. Your cost will till reasonable time will remain same. Profit at times may start becoming negative unless you really don't do something on the cost. So therefore either you withdraw number of salespeople, you develop an alternative network, okay, develop an alternative mechanism between you as a manufacturer and the distributor of reaching goods, create a larger inventory or order satisfaction timeline, etc. So that you don't have to keep sending small, you don't have to have the ferry every day, which earlier you were doing. So that way you try to control on the cost. Consumers gradually stops buying. Okay. This is because preference for the product has changed. Now there is either some substitute product or your own product which is say cannibalizing onto this, etc. Maybe you should introduce also a product which will, you can intensify during that in a growth level, you withdraw this product. So you will not be adversely affected. Okay. Your favorite competition or, the need is not felt. And so shaving soap versus shaving gel, that's an example given. When the gel was introduced, people started gradually going towards that. Manufacturers had enough time to develop those who were not into the gel market. Because if they kept on the shaving cream, then today they are the loser because market has become more towards gel. So that's a introduction, few basics that I just wanted to also touch. So that's a basics of product life cycle. You may wonder why now, but idea is to just connect with you and help you that your revenue has to grow. Revenue growth will go up when the growth stage comes. The rate of growth will slow down, the decline starts. However, you see the profit. Profit is always a challenge. Now, this can you stretch? That's a challenge while this is happening. And while this is happening, will you allow not to become negative? That's a challenge. Okay, when you're this thing, so you have to re-rationalize your network, cost structure, number of salespeople assigned, etc., promotional cost, etc. So that's on the product life cycle. Thank you.